The Federal Science Minister has rebuked her coalition colleagues for wasting time talking about whether climate change is real or not. Karen Andrews has made the remarks as she prepares to host a roundtable meeting of scientists today to look at how Australia should prepare for future bushfire seasons. For more, I'm joined by our political reporter, Alexandra Beach. Alex, what's Karen Andrews actually said to her colleagues who still aren't convinced by the science around climate change?
Well, Sam, she's issued a rather blunt message to them this morning. Firstly, she was quoted in the Nine newspapers saying that any time spent discussing whether or not climate change is really happening is wasted time and should instead be spent on figuring out what to do about it. And this comes as we've seen a slight shift as well in messages from the Prime Minister on climate change over recent days. Of course, over the weekend, he spoke about the government's climate policies continuing to evolve. Climate and energy policy is an issue that's divided the coalition party room for a long time. And there are still a handful of climate change sceptics in the government ranks. Sydney backbencher Craig Kelly recently went on UK television making his views known. And this message is obviously aimed at that group. And Karen Andrews then reiterated the point on RN Breakfast this morning.
Every second that we spend talking about whether or not the climate is changing is a second that we are not spending on looking at adaptation, mitigation strategies. It's actually a comment to all parties that have been involved in this debate. It really is time for everyone to move on and to look at what we're going to do. In this case, to look at mitigating dangers associated with bushfires.
That's the Science Minister, Karen Andrews. But the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says this statement from her is extraordinary. And the fact that this debate is still happening at all, he says, shows the coalition can't be trusted to take action on climate change.
Karen Andrews is also hosting this roundtable meeting of scientists today to discuss ideas for future bushfire responses. What are you expecting will come out of that?
Yeah, so she'll be meeting top scientists from a whole range of institutions like the CSIRO and the Bushfire Cooperative Research Centre. The aim there is to discuss practical measures that she wants to see for future bushfire seasons. But this is one of a series of government roundtable meetings this week. We've already had the small business one, health, disability, transport sectors, and the Environment Minister also has a meeting of her own with environmental groups today as well. We've got education, financial services and several others coming up. So the government has at the same time been issuing pretty much daily announcements, sort of a detail a day of how the money from its $2 billion bushfire recovery fund is being spent. This all makes it seem like there is a lot going on in Canberra with these meetings. But after so much criticism of the Prime Minister's initial response to the bushfires, a cynic might also say that this is an attempt by the government to regain control of that situation and show that it is taking these fires seriously.
Political reporter Alexandra Beach, thank you.